The Moose Jaw Humane Society has been a staple in the community since it was founded in 1966, and the shelter's mission is to provide humane and compassionate treatment to animals it views as intrinsically valuable. To help support the shelter and its efforts, the Humane Society has established an on-site bookstore to raise funds in support of the animals in its care. This funding goes toward life-saving vaccines, spays and neuters, veterinary care, litter, food, and staff wages to keep the pets happy and healthy. "Our little bookstore is like the hidden gem of Moose Jaw," declared Dana Haukos, executive director of the animal shelter. Despite being well established for several years now, Haukos said the bookstore seems to remain on the fringes for many, even with a literal semi-trailer full of available books. "It's shocking to me still. We've had the bookstore here for several years and many people don't know about it." Following a social media announcement, she said the crowd show up for a short period of time before numbers dwindle back down. Haukos feels that the reason for this is simply a matter of public awareness. Still, the small bookstore continues to grow and change, thanks to many generous donations. "We have everything from current novels to some of the classic books. We have every genre. There's mystery, children's, teens, romance, self-help, and cookbooks. We have a few large print books, DVDs, and puzzles. You never know what you're going to find, and the store changes every day," she added. "All are welcome to donate their finished books, as well as puzzles, DVDs, and almost any type of board game. These donations are accepted on a permanent basis." Haukos said mystery books always sell, and westerns go like crazy. "If you have any of Louis L'Amour's novels, many regular store patrons will be delighted to give them a read." According to Haukos, anything L'Amour writes is a certain hit. "We try to get people to think whether they think that book would sell here at the bookstore before they bring it to us." She said the alternative is for volunteers to take the time to sift through unwanted materials and send them off for recycling. "If you don't have books to donate, there's also a large blue bin now to accept the donation of cans and bottles. If you don't want to stand in line at SARCAN, or if you just want to make a difference in the life of a pet and give us your recycling, we'd be happy to take it," she said. The blue bin is located on the east side of the building facing Thatcher Drive. Volunteers are always welcome at the shelter, and their roles include helping with animal care, working in the bookstore, and even just cuddling cats and dogs as they wait for their new forever homes. Currently, the shelter needs help sorting large amounts of newly donated material. "The people who shop in the bookstore really appreciate our volunteers that have all the books grouped by genre and alphabetized by author," Haukos noted. "All books are sold at a flat rate that's clearly marked by category. Books, puzzles, and other games go for $2.50 a piece, and children's books sell for $1 each. Harlequin romance novels go 10 for $2, and DVDs are $1 each or 10 for $8. Several customers purchase a book, read it, and then return it as a donation once it's read. By doing this, a single book can have a greater impact on the shelter, to the benefit of those under its care. The bookstore's hours are Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's closed on Sundays and statutory holidays. To contact the local Humane Society, call 306-692-1517 or stop by in person at 1755 Stadacona Street West. For more information, visit mjhs.ca.